Right? We have a saying, he says, a day that's hemmed in with prayer, means you pray in the morning and at night. A day that's hemmed in with prayer will not unravel. Okay. And today we're going to start a series of three sermons. Right, related to the Trinity. God is a Trinity. Okay, and we're going to look at the revelation of God the Father in the Old Testament. Then next time we're going to look at God the Son in the New Testament. And then we're going to look at how the Holy Spirit brings us into a living relationship with God. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that you have revealed yourself as a Trinitarian God in your word. This is a concept that's really hard for us to grasp. But it's so important. It's so profound. And it really changes our life when we understand it. So we pray your Holy Spirit will guide us into your truth now. And help us understand what it means when you reveal yourself as a Trinitarian God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now you have some notes that you can use later on to study more scriptures. Okay. But you can put that away for now. And we're going to look at our PowerPoint. Okay? But character is key to a clear vision of God. Okay? So Psalms 18 says, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. Okay. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. Okay. So you can see, depending on your character, is going to greatly affect how you perceive God. So when you determine in your heart you really want to get to know God, you realize it's time to start working on your character. We must prepare ourselves to know God in spirit and truth. Okay. One of the clearest lenses through which to behold God is the lens of humility.
Okay.
So just picture like your glasses. Right, and this is humility. And I've got to look at God through the lens of humility to see him clearly. Somebody said there's no room for God in the heart of a man who's already filled with himself. Okay, so Isaiah 57 makes it very clear. For thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity. That means God comes from outside time.
Right. Right.
His name is holy.
他的名为圣.
He says, I dwell in the high and holy place.
他说我住在至高至圣的所在.
And with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit.
也与心灵痛悔, 谦卑的人同居.
So remember, we don't just want to learn about God's glory.
所以我们要记得，我们不单单要学习有关上帝的荣耀。
We want to experience God's glory in our life.
我们希望在生命当中经验到他的荣耀。
And here God says He will come and dwell with him who has a humble spirit.
而这里上帝说，那些有心灵谦卑的人，他会与他们同住。
You ever feel like God seems so far away?
有的时候感觉上帝相当遥远。
Maybe it's a problem we've gotten too proud.
或许是我们自己变得太骄傲的原因。
And if I'll just humble myself, I'll start sensing God close again.
所以假如我再次谦卑的话，我可以感受到上帝非常亲近。
He said, and when he comes close, he will revive the spirit of the humble.
当神与我们亲近的时候，他要使谦卑的人灵苏醒。
And revive the heart of the contrite ones.
也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
And I put this picture because I think the main way we humble ourselves.
我把这个图片放在这里，因为我想我们谦卑自己最主要的一个方式。
As we come before God, acknowledging, Lord, I'm a sinner in the sight of a holy God.
就是来到神面前，来到这位圣洁的神面前，说上帝啊，我是一个罪人。
I can never deserve anything from Him.
我从你不配得任何东西。
But He's such a good God.
正是因为他是这么良善的神。
He's such a gracious God.
他是这么恩慈的神。
He's such a merciful God.
这么怜悯的神。
That He wants to bless me.
他要祝福我。
He wants to have a relationship with me.
他要与我有一个很好的关系。
But there's conditions to that.
但是有一个条件。
And one of the main ones is I've got to humble myself.
一个很重要的条件就是我必须谦卑自己。
And here's what we're going to be looking at is the Trinity.
那今天我们要看三位一体。
And what that means is there's one God, only one God.
他的意思就是说只有一位上帝。
We're not saying there's three different gods.
我们不是说有三位上帝。
There's only one God.
只有一位上帝。
But He manifests Himself in three divine persons.
但是他以三个神圣的位格方式出现。
Right? As God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
就是父、子与圣灵。
And those three divine persons are co-equal and co-eternal.
而这三个神圣的位格，他们是平等，而且是永恒的。
They're all one God.
他们都是一位神。
And they've existed eternally. They never had a beginning.
他们存在永恒里面，没有一个开端。
And they'll never have an end.
也没有一个结束。
Okay. Saint Patrick.
非常有名的圣派翠克。
How many of you know who Saint Patrick is?
有多少人知道他是谁？
Right, God used him basically to convert all of Ireland to the gospel.
上帝使用他使爱尔兰这个民族这个地方全部归向基督。
Almost the whole country became Christian.
几乎整个爱尔兰都变成基督徒。
Some people think that Patrick was Catholic. He wasn't Catholic.
有些人以为圣派崔克是天主教徒，但是他不是。
Even though today most of Ireland has become Catholic.
当然，今天整个的爱尔兰几乎都是成了天主教徒。
But God used at first he was a slave. Some people from Ireland captured him and used him as a slave in Ireland.
圣派崔克本来是一个奴隶，哈，爱尔兰人把他逮捕了，把他当做奴隶来用。
And he prayed to God to help him escape.
那他祷告神说，求你帮助我逃跑。
And God miraculously made a way for him to get back to England, his home.
就很奇迹似的，哈，他就逃回了英格兰。
But then God changed his heart.
然后上帝改变了他的心。
And he decided he wanted to go back to Ireland because they needed Christ.
然后他就决定要回到爱尔兰去，因为他看到爱尔兰人需要基督。
And that's what he did. He went back.
所以他后来就回去了。
And he used to use a very simple illustration of the Trinity.
他过去曾用一个非常简单的说明三位一体的方式。
And he would hold up a shamrock.
他会拿了一个幸运草。
Right, we call them three-leaf clover.
我们叫做三叶草。
And he would hold up that. Three-leaf clover, and he say, "Is this one leaf or three leaves?"
他把这个幸运草拿起来说，这是一个叶子还是三个叶子
？And the people would say, "It's both one leaf and three leaf."
所以人们就会说，哦，它是一片叶子，也是三片叶子。
And then Patrick would say, "So is God."
那他就说，上帝也是这样。
Yeah, 三位一体。
好，是一个 Trinity.
Yeah. Now, some modern-day theologians say.That's not a good illustration of the Trinity.
当然，有些现代的神学家说这不是一个很好来打比方说明三位一体的事情。
But the thing is, Patrick converted all of Ireland.
但问题是，圣派崔克把整个爱尔兰都皈依基督了。
It was powerful for the Irish.
对爱尔兰来说，这是很有力的一个比方。
Yeah, we really have no perfect illustration of the Trinity in our world.
事实上，在我们的世界上，没有一个完美的说明三位一体的东西。
But there's a lot of things that can help us grasp it some.
但是有很多事情可以帮助我们捕捉到三位一体的存在。
The Trinitarian God is way above, beyond, and outside our three-dimensional world.
三位一体的上帝呢，远远超越我们三次方的世界。
And the word we use for this is God's transcendent.
换句话说，上帝是超越的。我想中国的说三维或是三次元，有些人是这样翻，三个维度哈。
Right, three-dimensional world. We live in a three-dimensional world.
那就在台湾，我们说是三次方。
Yeah.But God is not confined to our three-dimensional.
好，那上帝不受限于我们三维度的这个世界。
Now, if you have only one dimension, all you can have is a straight line.
假如我们只有一个次方的话呢，就是画一条线。
Right, and but if you live in a two-dimensional world,
那假如我们活在两个次元的世界的话
，you can draw a figure.
我们可以画一个图形，
right?
平面的 平面的图形。
You can combine four lines and make a square.
所以我们把四条线连接起来，就成了一个方形。
Right, you don't leave the first dimension behind when you go into the second dimension.
所以当我们进入到二次元的时候呢，我们不会丢下一次元。
Okay, but now if you enter into a three-dimensional realm,
但是当我们进入到三个次元的时候
，Right, you can build a solid body.
我们可以建造一个固体。
Right, but it's made up of six of these squares.
但是一个固体是由六个层面组成的。
Okay, so.Have an interesting example here.
我这边有个很好的举例。
All right. Say this was we were in a two-dimensional world.
那这是一个二次元的一个比方。
Right. To you, it would just look like this.
好，对你来说，看来就是这个样子。
And if you looked at it this way, it would just be a line, a straight line.
但是从这个方向来看，你只看到一条线，那是一个次元。
If we were confined to a two-dimensional world, we could never understand what this could become.
那假如我们活在二次元的这个生活里面，我们没有办法了解三次元是怎么回事。
Right, but you can combine everything you have in a two-dimensional world into a three-dimensional world.
所以我们可以用二次元的这个事情来形成三次元的事情。
Okay.
事情。
Just takes a little work.
好，只要花一点时间。
Yeah. There we go. Now we got it. All right.In a two-dimensional world, you could never conceive that that.
所以，在一个两个维度的世界，没有办法明了三个维度的东西。
Somebody in a two-dimensional world could never comprehend this.
好，二次元没有办法了解三次元。
See, and but now if you go into another dimension from our three-dimensional world.
那现在，假如从我们三次元的世界进入到另外一个更高的次元的时候。
What you want to realize is, as you advance to more complicated dimensions,
我们必须明白，当我们进入到更复杂的次元的时候
，you don't leave behind what you had in the simpler level.
我们不会遗弃我们活在更简单次元的时候
，but you combine them in new ways.
但是我们把它结合起来到一个新的次元。
See, we don't leave behind the square, but we combine it into a cube.
所以我们不会把这个方形丢掉，来组成一个立体形。
And here's the thing: we live in a three-dimensional world.
那我们的问题是我们活在三次元的世界。
But God lives in a dimension way beyond ours.
但是上帝活在的次元远远超过我们的次元。
Okay, so we must acknowledge our great nescience.
所以我们必须承认我们自己有庞大的无知。
I like that word. What does nescience mean?
什么叫做无知呢
？Nescience in English. The hint's right up there. Talk to me.What is nescience? Ignorance.
就是无知。
Yeah, I learned that word this week.
我这个礼拜学到这个字。
But that's part of humbling ourselves.
这就是我们谦卑自己的一部分。
I have to acknowledge that a human being, as a human being living in a three-dimensional world,
我必须承认一个人类住在三次元的世界。
I would never be able to fully comprehend the one true God that lives above this three-dimensional world.
我绝对没有办法完全明白一个超乎三次元世界的上帝。
We can fully comprehend and understand dimensions below us.
我们可以完全明了低于我们次元的东西。
I can look at it from every side and angle.
我可以从各个角度、各个方向来看二次元的东西。
But it is impossible to fully comprehend dimensions that are above us.
但是绝对没有办法完全明了超乎我的次元的东西。
Because of that, God will always be transcendent to us.
因为上帝对我们来说永远是超越的。
Until God sends His only begotten Son into the world. 直到
上帝差遣他自己的儿子来到世界上。
And that's what we'll look at next time.
好，那下个礼拜，下一次讲到我要提这个题目。
But the biblical revelation of God in Scripture could not have been thought up by men.
但是圣经经文对上帝的启示不可能是人想出来的。
Because it reveals a dimension that we cannot know unless it's revealed to us.
因为他启示的一个次元是超过我们所没有办法想象的，除非他启示给我们。
And that's why the God of Christianity is so unique from every false god that's ever been thought up by the mind of man.
这是为什么基督教的上帝是这么独特，因为他不可能是从人的想象推测出来的。
Right, I showed you before. I have a book of all the gods in China.
我记得上次给你看过一本书，是所有在中国神明的起源。
And the interesting thing is, they're all fully comprehensible.
啊，很有意思，就是这些中国神明的起源呢，他们都可以，我们都可以完全了解他们。
Every god in China in that book.
在那本书里面，中国的每一个神明。
They knew when it began.
他们知道什么时候开始。
Every one of those gods in China had a beginning.
因为中国的每一个神明都有一个开始。
And the reason is because most of them started out as men.
因为多数的人一开头就是一个人。
Or a woman.
或是一个女人。
And then after they died, they were turned into a god.
而他们过世之后呢，就把他们变成神了。
But our God was never thought up by man.
但是我们的神不是人所想象出来的。
He was not made God by men.
他也不是人造出来的神。
This God created man.
这个神他创造了人类。
And he will never be fully comprehensible to us.
对我们来说呢，我们就没有办法完全去明白他。
He had no beginning.
他没有开端。
He's eternal.
他是永恒的。
And that's why he's the only God that'll never have an end.
这就是为什么他是唯一一个没有终了的神。
Try to fully understand the Trinity, and you'll lose your mind.
假如我们试图去明白三位一体呢，我们可能会发疯了。
Doesn't mean you don't study it, though.
不是说你不去研究它。
Just acknowledge your ignorance that you'll never fully comprehend.
只是要承认我们的无知，就是我们没有办法完全明了这位上帝。
But if you don't believe in the Trinity, you will lose your soul.
但是，假如我们不相信三位一体的话呢，我们会丧失自己的灵魂。
Throughout the history of the church,
在教会历史当中。
Believing in the Trinitarian God,
相信这位三位一体的上帝
has been considered a fundamental belief.
是基督教信仰最基础的一个信念
that you must believe in order to be saved.
你必须相信三位一体才能够得救
Okay, John Wesley said.
约翰·卫斯理曾经说
Bring me a worm that can comprehend a man.
说你如果带给我一个可以明了人的虫子
and then I'll show you a man who can comprehend the triune God.
那我就会给你看一个人去明了这个三位一体的神。
That's a good way to put our ignorance.
所以这就是说明我们的无知。
Okay. Now everyone lives by faith.
那我们每个人都是凭着信心而生活。
Okay. Now atheists live by faith in natural laws.
无神论者他们相信自然律而生活。
Right.They believe that everything came from nothing by chance alone.
他们相信万有都是靠偶然产生。
Then by chance and time, eventually evolved into everything that exists.
然后靠着时间跟偶然，是每一件事情都进化成他们现在的样子。
That's what they have to believe if they leave God out of the picture.
假如说他们不相信神的话，他们就是相信这个。
They believe there's no design.
所以他们的信念是没有设计。
There's no designer.
没有设计人。
That means you and I would have no purpose.
换句话说，你跟我都没有一个目的。
And you and I could never find meaning in life.
你跟我也没有办法找到生命的意义。
You could not know God.
你没有办法去认识这位上帝。
And thus you couldn't know peace.
所以你就不知道什么是平安。
But if you know God,
但是假如你知道上帝的话
，then you can know peace.
你可以认识平安。
Okay.So atheists live by faith. Don't believe it.
所以我们知道无神论者也是凭着信念在
生活。This is a new book just written by a famous atheist.
这是一本最近由一个非常有名的无神论者所写的书。
A universe from nothing.
他写的是一个从虚无产生的。
In other words, everything you see here in the entire universe came from nothing.
换句话说，我们所看到的整个的宇宙都是从虚无产生的。
Now this goes against all common sense, doesn't it?
那他这个说法呢，跟我们的一般见识是相反的。
Okay, but it seems that peer pressure seems to cause people to abandon reason and common sense.
但好像同侪压力常常造成人们抛弃理性跟他的一般见识。
So here's the thing: you can be super smart and still be a fool.
所以我们可能是超级聪明， 但却仍然是一个愚昧的人。
That's because of the difference between intellectual smarts,
理智上的聪明
and wisdom,
还有智慧之间有差别的。
Now you don't believe that. How many have you ever seen the video expelled?
有多少人看过这个被开除了这个录影带
？If you haven't, you need to see it.
假如你没有看过的话，我希望你去看。
It will be offered at lunchtime as one of the takeout.Videos from our church library.
好，今天午餐的时候你可以借出去看。
But the title here is expelled. No intelligence allowed.
他这个影片叫做 expel， 就是被开除了哈，而且没有任不准许你有任何的思想。
Okay, the guy that made it, he's very well known. He's pretty humorous. He was a comedian.
那制作这个录影带的人，他是非常有名的一个这个喜剧演员。
But he did incredible research in our universities around America.
他在美国的大学里面做了很深入的研究。
What he found out is, you know, if you say you believe in creation,
他找到就说，假如一个人相信创造论的话，
or even write articles defending design as opposed to evolution,
甚至写一些文章来护卫设计的创造论，
they will not graduate you.
他们不会让你从大学毕业。
You have wasted your entire career and all your money. They will not give you a degree.
你所有的金钱所有的时间花在学校里面他不让你毕业
He documents that fact.
他把这个事实记录下来
And even if you're already a tenured PhD
即使你是有一个资历的一个博士
But now you write articles in a Christian magazine
你现在在基督教的杂志里面发表你的文章
Defending creation by God
护卫上帝的创造论
Still going to try and fire you if they can
他们会把你给开除
He documents that here. He interviews the people.
他把这个记录下来。他约谈很多人。
It's scary.
非常的令人可怕。
But you see, that's peer pressure.
但这是同侪的压力。
In our institutions of higher education,
我们美国高等教育的这些机构
you either believe in evolution or you do not graduate.
你如果不相信进化论的话呢，你就没有办法毕业。
Okay, here's one of the most famous atheists.
现在这个是最有名的一个无神论者。
Right, Hawking.
就是 Stephen Hawking.
And he said here, that's a picture of the Big Bang.
这是一个大爆炸的图画。
And he says, because there is a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing.
他说，因为有这个地心吸引力的这个存在，整个宇宙能够，而且一定会从无有当中创造出自己。
Come on, now think about this, people.
所以我们想一想。
I believe you have a mind.
我相信你有你的心思。
And God says He's given us the spirit of a sound mind.
而圣经说，上帝赐给我们一个健全的心思。
This is not a sound mind.
这个表示他的说法不是一个健全的心
思。Yes, He's brilliant.
他确实是聪明。
But what He's saying here is just plain stupid.
但他这里说的话呢，非常的愚蠢。
We just got to be honest.
我们必须诚实哈。
Okay.And the reason is because everyone knows nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could.
原因就是我们每个人都知道，虚无生虚无，虚无无法生有。
Now look at what he said.
看看他说什么。
Because there is a law of gravity.
他说因为地心吸引力的存在。
The universe can create itself from nothing.
宇宙就可以从无有当中创造出自己。
Okay, explain this. If there's nothing.
所以假如无有存在的话
Then you don't even have a law of gravity.
那么地心吸引力也就不存在了
So how can the law of gravity create a universe?
所以地心吸引力如何可以创造宇宙呢
See, they're trying to play words with nothing.
所以他们用这个无有好在那边玩弄字眼
Yeah, he said he believes his brain is a computer.
他相信他的脑袋是一个电脑
And I'd have to admit his computer could handle more information than my computer. I have to admit that.
当然，我必须承认哈，他的这个脑电脑呢，比我的电脑能够容纳更多的东西。
But I ask God to insert a program of wisdom into my computer.
但是我要求神，我求上帝把一个智慧的这个软件注入到我的电脑里面。
So he believes his brain is a computer.
他相信他的脑袋是一个电脑。
But he foolishly and unscientifically doesn't believe anybody made that computer.
但是他愚蠢的，而且不合科学的相信，没有人创造了这个脑袋。
Now, according to all our sound scientific knowledge,
那根据我们健全的所有合乎科学的知识
，and all our scientific experimentation,
以及我们所有科学的试验
We know there has never been a computer in existence.
我们知道没有任何电脑的存在。
That was not both designed and made by a maker.
不是有人设计而且制造出来的。
And yet he says his brain is a computer.
然后他说他的脑袋就是一个电脑。
But his computer had no designer and no maker.
但是他的电脑没有设计人，也没有制造人。
Doesn't make sense.
所以不合理。
But everyone lives by faith, even Christians.
那基每个人都凭信心生活，甚至包括基督徒。
So you decide which faith is better.
所以我们要决定到底哪一个信念是更好的呢
？Which faith will give you a better life?
哪一个信念会带给你更好的人生
？A better future.
更好的未来。
Okay, let's look at here. An omnipotent Creator is the best explanation for the incredible, miraculous complexity of everything.
所以，一位全能的创造主是造物精细、奇妙的调配最好的解释。
This is what a Christian believes.
这也是基督徒所相信的。
There's an incredible God that created all this.
有一位奇妙的上帝创造了一切。
God created everything, including natural laws.
上帝创造了万物，包括自然律。
The reason there's a law of gravity.
地心吸引力存在的原因。
Because God created it.
是因为上帝创造了它。
God gives us an eternal purpose and profound meaning in life.
所以上帝赐给我们永恒的目的以及深刻的人生意义。
See, if you believe this,
假如你相信这一点的话，
then you know you have a purpose.
你就知道你的人生有目的。
And you know you can find meaning.
你也知道你可以找到意义。
And you know you're here because a loving God put you here.
你也知道你活在这个世界上是一位爱你的神把你放在这个世界上。
Now Christians believe that the God of the Bible has revealed himself as a holy trinity.
基督徒相信圣经中的上帝启示自己是神圣的三位一体。
Now, no Christian pretends to fully understand the mystery of the Trinity.
当然我晓得没有任何人可以假装说他完全明白三位一体。
Like we said, God's outside our three-dimensional world.
就像我们刚刚说的，上帝超乎我们三次元的这个世界。
But throughout history, the churches believe the Bible clearly teaches that God is a Trinity.
但是贯穿历史，教会相信圣经明确的教导，上帝的本质就是三位一体。
And here's a diagram the early church used to make.
这是教会早期教会使用的一个图表。
See, one God.
有一位上帝。
Manifests himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
以父子圣灵三个位格显现。
Okay, this is interesting.
这非常有意思。
Okay. God is one divine being.
上帝是一个神圣的存在。
Who manifests as three persons.
以三个身份显现。
Okay. Now I'm one human being.
我是一个人类。
And I manifest as one person.
我只可能以一个身份显现。
Okay. So you see, divinity occupies a dimension that transcends our humanity.
而神圣上帝的存在呢，是超越人所在的次元。
In God's dimension,
在上帝的次元当中
one being can be three persons.
一个存在可以是三个位格。
In our three-dimensional world, one being is one person.
但是在我们三度空间里面，一个人只能有一个显现。
So in his essential nature, God will always be incomprehensible.
所以上帝的基要本质呢，永远是我们没有办法参透的。
Right? How can the finite comprehend the infinite?
有限的如何能够完全明白无限的呢
？But here's the most important thing.
但是现在一个非常重要的事情就是
，We can experience a loving relationship with this God.
我们可以经验与这位上帝之间恩爱的关系。
He wants you to know him.
他要你去知道他。
He wants to love you and wants you to love him back.
他要你知道他爱你，而且他要你去爱他。
And as we learn, he's a good God who wants to bless you.
就像我们以前学到的，他是良善的，他要祝福我们。
So we'll never fully comprehend a Trinitarian God with our intellect.
所以从我们的知识上，我们没有办法完全去明了这位三位一体的神。
But you can experience the love of God the Father, the love of God the Son, and the love of God the Holy Spirit.
但是你可以经历圣父、圣子、圣灵对你的爱。
Okay, so there's two great revelations of His Trinitarian nature.
上帝本质是三位一体呢，有两个重大的启示。
First one is His general revelation in creation.
首先就是在他所造物当中的自然启示、
okay,
普遍启示。
We've studied God's general revelation before.
我们以前曾经讲过上帝的普遍启示。
And the other great revelation is a special revelation.
那另外一个启示就是他的特殊启示。
And special revelation is in His written word, the Holy Bible.
特殊启示是在圣经里面。
God reveals Himself as a Trinity in the Bible.
上帝在圣经里启示他是三位一体。
And in His living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ.
还有在他活着的话语中，就是主耶稣基督。
God fully revealed Himself as a Trinity when Jesus came to earth.
上帝完全启示他自己是三位一体的神，特别是当耶稣来到世界上的时候。
So our thoughts must be guided by these two great revelations of God.
所以我们的思想必须有上帝有关他自己的启示来引导。
We can't just let our own imaginations run wild.
而不是让我们自己的想象力去创造出一些事情。
Every other false god was thought up by the imagination of men.
每一个假神都是从人的想象中造出来的。
But this God was not thought up by man.
但是这样一位神呢，不是人所想出来的。
He revealed Himself to us.
他把自己启示给我们。
Okay, God's creation reflects His Trinitarian nature.
那上帝的创造也表现出他三位一体的本质。
Right, just like an artist when he paints a picture.
就像一个艺术家他在画图的时候。
That picture is going to tell you something about the artist.
这幅图画就可以表彰出这个画家本身的一些想法。
Right, somebody who studies art.
一些学习艺术的人。
He can look at a picture.
他可以看一幅图画。
And tell you who painted it.
告诉你是谁画的。
Because every artist manifests a certain style of painting.
因为每一个画家都表现出他画画的某些特性。
Well, we would expect that God would be reflected in His creation.
所以我想，既然是三位一体的上帝，那么他自己会把自己反映在他的造物当中。
And here's a few things to think about.
那现在有一些事情我们可以去想一想。
Right, the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world.
圣经说哈，从天地造天地以来，神的神性是看不见的。
Are clearly seen.
但是我们的眼睛可以看见。
Being understood by the things that are made.
是借着他所造的物。
So in other words, he's telling us we should be able to see some hints of the Trinitarian God in His creation.
这句话告诉我们，在他所造的物当中，我们可以看到三位一体的形象。
Okay, even His eternal power and Godhead.
他的有能和神性。
Okay, now that Godhead actually is the scriptural term for Trinity.
好，后面这个神呢，就是指三位一体的神。
Right, the word Trinity is not found in the Bible.
好，三位一体这个字 Trinity 呢，在圣经里是找不到的。
The term we use in English is Godhead.
在英文里面用的是 Godhead， 就是神哈。
Okay, but He is a Trinitarian God.
但他是一个三位一体的神。
So that they are without excuse.
啊，叫人无可推诿。
God says the evidence of Him being Creator.
上帝说，证明他是创造者的这些东西呢
？Is so clear in creation.
在造物当中是这么的明显。
That anybody who denies the existence of God.
任何否认上帝存在的人
，has no excuse for doing that.
没有一些借口可以这么做。
Okay, so let's look at the imprint of the Trinity on the universe.
所以我们现在看看三位一体在宇宙的印记。
Okay, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
圣经说，起初上帝创造天地。
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上。
Okay, now here it records the creation of time.
这边记录到时间的创造。
Right, the beginning.
在起初。
Right, this world had a beginning.
这个世界有一个开端。
Science before 1940 really believed that the Earth was that the universe was eternal and never had a beginning.
1940年之前的科学家们都相信宇宙是永恒的，它没有一个开端。
It's really only within the last 100 years that now the science admitted and proved that this universe had a beginning.
直到这过去100年，科学家们才证实这个地球是有个这个宇宙是有个开始的。
But God revealed there was a beginning thousands of years ago.
但是在圣经创世纪几千年以前，上帝就启示是。宇宙是有个开端的。
And we have God created space, that's heaven.
那上帝也创造了空间，就是天。
And God created matter, the earth.
上帝创造了物质，就是地球。
And of course, energy is another form of matter.
好，能量是物质的另外一种形式。
This is a tri-universe.
所以这就是一个三而一的宇宙。
Space, matter, and time.
有空间，有物质，有时间。
And here's the imprint.
这就是上帝的印记。
Right, creation is like the fingerprint of God.
所以我们的造物创造是自然界的，好像是上帝的手指印。
The universe, space, matter, and time. It's a trinity.
宇宙有空间、物质跟时间。
Okay, space itself is a trinity.
那空间本身也是一个三位一体。
There's length.
有宽。
There's width.
有长。
And there's depth.
有深。
It's only three dimensions.
只有三个次方。
That's scientific.
这就是科学。
It's a trinity.
这也是一个三合一。
Because it's created by a Trinitarian God.
因为是三位一体的神所创造的。
Matter itself is a Trinity.
物质本身也是三而一。
Matter is either liquid, solid, or gas.
好，不是液体、固体，就是气体。
That's it.
就这三种形态。
It's a Trinity.
它是三又一。
It's created by a Trinitarian God.
因为是三位一体的神所创造的。
Okay, time.
好比时间
It's a trinity.
也是三又一
It's either past, present, or future.
有过去、现在和将来
There's no other way to divide time.
我们没有其他的方法来分别时间
Because time itself was created by a Trinitarian God.
因为时间自己是三位一体的神所创造的
Okay, kingdoms.
国度
There's the animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdom.
有动物、植物、矿物三个国度。
Here's fingerprints of God all over His creation.
所以这就是上帝在他的造物当中他的留下的指印。
Okay, electricity.
电力。
Nobody knows what electricity is.
没有人知道电力是什么。
Just ask a scientist.
你问一个科学家。
We don't know what it is.
他们说我们不知道电力是什么。
We know what it can do.
我们知道电力可以做什么。
And we know how to use it.
我们知道怎么使用电力。
But no human being knows what electricity is.
但是没有人知道电力是什么。
But we do know it's positive, negative, and neutral.
但是我们知道电有正电、负电，还有中性电。
It's a trinity.
这也是一个三又一。
Just like the atom.
就像原子。
The atom. Yeah, you have a electron, negative, a
负电、正电。
What's in the proton is positive.
还有质子。
And the neutron, which is neutral.
还有那个中子。
The atom, it's created by a Trinitarian God.
就像原子也是一个三位一体的神所创造的。
Now these are just a few. You'll find hundreds at the end of this. When you go to the website, look this up. There'll be a book that will refer you to hundreds of these things.
You're going to give them a book?
The book's at the end of the PowerPoint when they go online.
假如你们到教会的网站的话呢，这个 PowerPoint 最后会告诉你有本书讲到这些东西。
Actually, there's more than one book, but I'll give you one.Okay, here you have the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
上帝就是父子跟圣灵。
Man is body, soul, and spirit.
人是魂体跟灵。
Okay, we're created in the image of a Trinitarian God.
因为我们是按照一个三位一体神的形象造的。
How many races are there?
那有多少人种呢
？It's important. How many races are there?
有多少人种
？Talk to me. I want to see if you've been brainwashed. How many races are there?
有多少人种？
Okay, some say three, some say one.
有些人说三种，有些人说一种。
There's only one race.
好，人种只有一个。
What race is it?
是什么人种呢
？The human race.
就是人类。
Right, we all go back to Adam. If you believe the Bible.
假如你相信圣经的话，我们都来自亚当。
But the human race has three divisions.
但是人种有三个分别。
Caucasian, that's me.
就是白种人。
Negroid.
黑种人。
And Oriental, that's most of you.
还有东方人。
All right. Again, why? The human race is created in the image of a Trinitarian God.
为什么呢？因为人种是也是三位一体的神所创造的。
The Bible teaches only one race, but it's Trinitarian in nature.
好，圣经教导只有一个人种，但是它有三个部分。
Now, scientific law.
这是一个科学的定律。
No effect can be greater than its cause.
没有任何的果能够大于它的因。
So.This creation, you and I, something had to have caused us.
所以这些受造物呢，必须有一个噪音。
And whatever created this entire universe has to be greater than this entire universe.
创造宇宙的这一位，他一定大于这个宇宙。
Okay, a universe of intelligible, complex effects.
一个彰显智能复杂的宇宙。
Including living systems.
包括所有的生物系统。
And us conscious personalities.
还有就是我们一个有意识的一个人类
is proof of an intelligent, complex, living, conscious person as its creator.
证明一位有智能、复杂、活着的位格是他的造因
But here's the thing: God created us as three-dimensional human beings.
但是上帝创造我们是三度空间的人类
God is not three-dimensional.
但上帝自己不是三度空间
He's beyond that.
他超越之上。
Right? But we're created in His Trinitarian image.
但是我们是借着他三位一体的形象造的。
George Washington Carver said, "I love to think of nature as a broadcasting station."
这个乔治华盛顿卡佛是一个很有名的一个人哈。
Through which God speaks to us every hour if we would just tune in.
他说我很喜欢把大自然想成是一个广播电台，上帝借着这个广播电台传达他的信息。假如 我们播到了他的频率。
Okay, here's a picture of George Washington Carver. He was born a slave in the South.
他生来是南方的一个奴隶。
Okay, he grew up to become one of the greatest inventors in American history.
但是在美国历史当中，他后来长大以后成为最有名的一个发明家。
How many of you ever studied George Washington Carver?
有多少人知道他是谁？
Okay.Powerful book. You need to get a book of his biography and read it.
你最好有机会的话，看看他的自传。
It is so powerful. His relationship with God.
他跟上帝的关系非常非常的好。
And of course, this is a famous monument to the boll weevil.
这是很有名的一个碑台哈，建立这个 boll weevil.
Yeah, boll weevil destroys cotton crops.
Cotton. Is that a kind of a?
It's an insect. Yeah.
就是一个昆虫，它把这个棉、yeah. 这个昆虫常把棉花。给消灭了。
That's him up there. So you wonder why would a city build a statue to an insect that destroys cotton in the South?
所以你会想说，为什么一个城市要为这个昆虫建立一个纪念塔呢？
Well, you see, the boll weevil started coming into America in the 1890s through Texas.
那1890年代从德州这个昆虫开始毁灭这些棉花的植物。
And it started moving towards Alabama.
然后往阿拉巴马州飞过去。
George Washington Carver knew it was coming.
那乔治华盛顿 Carver 知道这个昆虫要过来了。
And knew it was going to destroy the cotton farmers.
他也知道他要摧毁棉花。
He told them plant peanuts.
所以他告诉他们你要种花生。
Very few of them listened to him.
听他话的人很少。
But the ones that did were blessed.
但是听他话的人呢，却得到了很大的祝福。
And then, as everybody's cotton crop was being destroyed,
所以当很多人的棉花田都被毁灭的时候
，they were forced to plant something else.
他们就被迫必须种植其他的东西。
And many of them took George Washington Carver's advice, started planting peanuts.
所以很多人开始听他的建议，开始种花生。
Then one day, a lady came to his laboratory. He was teaching at Tuskegee Institute.
有一天，一个女士来到他的实验室。
And he says, Mr. Carver,
他说卡佛先生
I've planted peanuts like you told us to.
我种了花生就像你告诉我们那样子。
And you're right, I have a good harvest.
你说的不错，我们的收成很好。
But I got so many peanuts now, there's nobody to buy them.
但是现在花生过产了，没有人愿意买它们。
And he said, what can I do with all these peanuts?
那我这么多的花生怎么办呢？
And now that there were so many farmers planting peanuts, there was peanuts being left to rot in the fields.
那因为很多农夫开始种花生，所以花生就烂在田里。
So he fully believed if God gave me the wisdom to understand how good the peanut was.
所以这个卡佛先生就是，假如上帝给我智慧，明白花生的好处。
And the wisdom to tell the people to start planting peanuts before their cotton was destroyed.
而且上帝给我智慧，叫他们在这个棉花还没有被摧毁之前，先把花生给种下去。
Surely God must have some great purposes for the peanut.
那么上帝一定对这些花生也有一些目的。
And he prayed and asked God.
所以他祷告求神。
Oh God, show me what we can do with the peanut.
他说：“告诉我怎么可以用这个花生来做什么。”
And he locked himself in his laboratory.
所以把自己关在他的实验室里。
And started doing tests and
做很多测验。
And he discovered 300 different things you can do with the peanut.
就发明了300个你可以在花生上制造的东西。
You can make paints.
可以做这个油漆。
Peanut butter.
还有这个花生酱。
Yeah. Soaps.
花生这个面皂。
300 different things.
Yeah, 肥皂，它可以做， yeah. 可以做出300种不同的东西。
So the market for peanuts took off.
所以花生市场就开始飞跃起来。
Because of all the things God showed him you could do with peanuts.
因为神告诉他可以用花生做哪些东西。
And he was invited to testify before the Congress of the United States of America.
后来美国的国会就请他在国会面前作证。
And he was the last one on the schedule that day.
那一天他是最后要讲话的人。
And they told him, "You got 10 minutes."
说你只有十分钟。
And his heart was broken. What could he do in 10 minutes?
他说十分钟我可以做什么呢？他很心碎。
But he got their attention.
所以，但是他得到他们的注意力。
He said, "I don't have much time, but I have here some chocolate-covered peanuts."
他说我没有多少时间，但是我这边有一个巧克力包好的花生。
And so you can know how delicious they are. I'm going to eat some for you.
他说要让你知道这个多么可口呢，我替你们吃一点。
And he ate a bunch of those chocolate-covered peanuts.
他吃了很多这个巧克力包的这个花
生。They're delicious. I wish you knew how good they were.
好好吃哦，希望你们知道多好。
Well, he got their attention.
所以他得到他们的注意力。
With some humor.
好，有点幽默。
And then he pulled out the big case that he had brought with him.
然后他拿了一大箱他带来的花生。
And he started showing them things he had made.
告诉他们他用花生做了些什么。
He had made milk out of peanuts.
他也从花生做成花生奶。
Right, there's so many he had made a meat out of peanuts for people who couldn't eat real meat.
做成肉。
With more protein than cow meat and stuff.
它的肉里面含的蛋白质比牛肉还要多。
Again, he had a lot of the 300 things he had invented.
所以他就给他们看他所发明的一些花生的东西。
Congress listened to him for the next 2 hours.
然后国会就下两个钟头继续听他讲。
And he actually enabled them to pass a tariff because of his testimony. They passed a tariff.To protect the peanut farmers in America from foreign peanuts.
那因为他的见证，所以国会就通过了一个法案，保护这些种花生的农夫。
And because of that, Coffee County, Alabama, where he lived, became one of the most wealthy counties in America at that time.
那也因为他的缘故，那时候他住的阿拉巴马州一个 Coffee 这个郡呢，成为那个时候美国最富有的一个地方。
If they had still been planting cotton,
假如他们还在种棉花的话。
They would not have prospered.
他们没有办法这么的昌盛。
All because of a man.
就是因为这个人。
Who was so close to God in his relationship.
他跟上帝的关系这么的亲密。
He could see ahead of time. You better quit planting cotton, start planting peanuts.
他可以事先就看到你最好开始种花生，不要种棉花。
And then when he asked God, "You've got to show me what we can do with the peanut. There's so many of them."
然后当花生这么多的时候，他告诉神说：“你一定要告诉我，我可能。”怎么拿这些花生怎么办
？And in his book, he admits it's God that showed me what to do.
所以在他的书里面，他承认是上帝告诉我怎么做。
And it's on record in the congressional record.
而且也在美国国会的记录上。
They asked him, Mr. Carver, where did you learn all this about the peanut?
所以他们问他说，卡佛先生，你从哪里学到这么多有关花生的事情
？And he said, from a book.
他说从一本书。
Oh, really? What book?
哦，真的吗？哪一本书呢
？And he said the Bible, Mr. Senator.
他说，这个 Senator 是圣经。
And the senator said, "You mean the Bible taught you all that about the peanut?"
然后我说，哦，你是说圣经告诉你有关花生的这么多事情吗
？And he said, "No, Senator."
他说不是啊。
But the Bible taught me about the God who taught me about the peanut.
但是圣经教导我有关这一位知道花生的上帝。
My, how the glory of God was revealed in the life of George Washington Carver.
所以上帝的荣耀就借着这个卡佛先生彰显出来。
This is one of his famous sayings.
这是他非常有名的一个说辞。
People would ask him, "How can I be sure I'm on the right road?"
有人问他说，我怎么能够确定我走在正确的路上？
His answer, he quoted scripture.
他的回答就是引用了一句圣经。
In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
在你一切的路上，在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他。
And he will direct your path.
他必指引你的道路。
How do you know you're on the right path in life?
所以你怎么知道你走在人生正确的道路上呢
？Are you acknowledging God in all your ways?
是不是在凡事上都认定上帝
？Now let's look at the veiled revelation of God's Trinitarian nature in the Old Testament.
好，我们现在来看旧约中上帝三一本质的启示。
Okay.Now it's important to understand when you study the Bible about progressive revelation.
当我们研究圣经的时候呢，我们必须明白的一件事情就是所谓的渐进启示。
What that means is.
它的意思就是。
Every major doctrine.
每一个最主要的教义。
Begins in seed form in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里面呢，就以种子的形态出现。
And then that doctrine and teaching grows throughout the entire Old Testament.
然后这个教义就在旧约里面，它慢慢的发展扩大。
And then that doctrine or teaching comes to full fruition in the New Testament.
而这样的教义在新约里面就完全的展现。
Right, all these truths are like a growing plant.
所以这些真理就好像一个成长的植物。
Right, and that's why you need the whole Bible to be a whole Christian.
这就是为什么我们需要整本圣经才能做一个整全的基督徒。
But the full glory almost always comes in and through Jesus Christ.
但上帝完满的荣耀最终是显现在耶稣基督身上。
Okay, God's Trinitarian nature is not three separate parts, but a transcendent unity.
上帝三一的本质不是三个分立的部分，而是一个三合一的超越的合一。
God's substance is indivisible.
上帝的实质是不可以分开的。
He has no parts.
他没有各个部分。
He's a single unitary being.
他是一个单一的存在。
Okay. Deuteronomy says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord."
生命记六章说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Yeah, there's only one God, one Lord.
只有一位神。
Okay, the harmony of His being is not the result of a perfect unity or balance of parts.
他和谐的身份不是各个部分总合起来完美平衡的结果。
But the harmony between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is because of the absence of parts in God.
父子圣灵三位之间的和谐是他本身没有分立的部分。
Okay. Deuteronomy 6:4. Let's look at that.
好，我们再看一下《生命记》四六章四节。
Every Jew recites this every morning and every evening before he goes to bed.
每一个犹太人在早晨还有晚上睡觉前都会背诵这节经文。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
就是以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Now the interesting thing about Lord is the word God, Elohim in Hebrew.
耶和华我们的神，这个神是一个复数字。
It's literally the Lord our God, plural.
所以他实际上是耶和华我们的众神。
Okay, so yeah, there's one Lord, but He manifests as Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that.
所以确实只有一位独一的神，但是他显现自己是父子圣灵。
And the word one is ahad.
独一这个字在希伯来文是 ahad.
It refers to a compound unity.
它是一个复合哈，结合的一个合一的体。
Like a husband and wife.
就好像夫妻。
God said the two shall become one.
圣经说两者要成为一体。
Right, they're a compound unity.
合为一体就是一个复合的。
Hebrew has a word for an absolute one.
那希伯来文对一个绝对的单一的词是另外一个词。
And that's yahid.
就是 yahid.
But that word is never used of God.
但是那个字从来没有用在神的身上。
It's a hint of His Trinitarian nature in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面就已经暗示到上帝是一个三位一体的存在。
Now this you can find in any. It's easy to discover this in any translation of the Bible, any language.
好，那在圣经的翻译里面你都可以去找到。
Plural pronouns are used of the one true God.
复数代名词会使用在唯一的真神身上。
Okay, and God said, "Let us make man in our image."
好比创世纪说，我们要照我们的形象造人。
And in our likeness.
按我们的样式。
Notice our is plural.
所以我们是一个复数字。
But it's one God that's speaking.
但是只有一位神在说话。
Right. This is a hint.
所以这就是一个暗示。
Of His Trinitarian nature.
三位一体的暗示。
Okay, the man, that's why we're created in His image, we're body, soul, and spirit.
那我们按神的形象造，所以我们也是三合一的，好，有灵魂体。
Okay, and the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us."
耶和华说，那人已经与我们相似。
Okay, who is that us?
那我们是谁呢？
Well, it's the Lord God.
就是主耶和华。
It's one God.
因为他是独一的神。
But somehow there's a plural in God.
好，但是我们是我们。
And that plurality cannot refer to angels or any other being.
好，这个我们不可能指的是天使或其他任何的存在。
Because the Bible makes it very clear, God does not take counsel or advice from anyone besides Himself.
因为圣经说得很清楚，上帝从来不求问任何人。
Again, a great hint at the Trinitarian nature of God.
所以再一次很奇妙地暗示了神的三位一体。
Tower of Babel.
巴别塔。
God said, "Let us go down there and confound their language."
上帝说，让我们去辩论他们的口音。
Now, some people are going to laugh at you for believing in a literal Tower of Babel.
有些人可能会嘲笑你说，你还相信这个巴别塔的存在呀？
Well, just go online and get a few pictures.
假如你上网找一些图画的话。
Okay, Saddam Hussein was rebuilt. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars to rebuild the ancient city of Babylon.
以前这个伊拉克的胡生国王花了很多钱要重建巴比伦。
They know where the Tower of Babel used to be.
他们找到以前巴别塔的位置。
Because we have writings from Nebuchadnezzar, where Nebuchadnezzar said, "I rebuilt the original Tower of Babel."
因为尼布甲尼撒王说他重建了巴比伦城。
Okay, and of course, there's the foundation. This is a Christian archaeologist there. The foundation's there in Babylon today.
好，巴比伦那个巴别塔的根基还在那里。
It's dangerous to laugh at people who believe God's word. It's going to all be proven true.
假如你嘲笑那些相信圣经话的人呢，你要小心哈，因为有一天你所嘲笑的事情都会变成事实。
Isaiah said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying."
以赛亚也说，我听见主的声音说。
Who shall I send, and who will go for us?
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
The Lord is saying.
好，主说。
Who will go for us? Plural.
谁肯为我们去呢？复数。
Hint of the Trinitarian nature.
再一次暗示到三位一体。
And then Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
然后以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Okay. Again, here the name Jehovah is applied to two persons.
然后耶和华这个名字呢，用到两个人的身上。
When the Lord rained down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah.
当神将火降在索多玛跟俄摩拉的时候
，It says, "Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven."
耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降于索多玛和俄摩拉。
So one Lord was on earth with Abraham.
有一位耶和华在地球上跟亚伯拉罕在一起。
And the other Lord was in heaven.
另一位耶和华在天上。
Again, a hint of the Trinitarian nature of God.
再一次暗示这三位一体的神。
Here we find all three mentioned.
那这边我们看到三个都提到
God speaking,
上帝在说话
My servant whom I uphold,
我的仆人我所扶持的
In whom my soul delighteth,
我心里所喜悦的
Right, the Father delighted in the Son.
所以父喜悦子
And the Father says, I have put my spirit on him.
父也说我将我的灵赐给他
The spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主耶和华的灵在我身上
Jesus quoted this verse as being about him.
耶稣引用了这段经文说是讲到他
So here you have the Spirit of God.
所以这边我们看到神的灵
You have the Lord God.
还有主耶和华
And you have me who is Jesus.
还有我就是耶稣基督
Okay. And then you have in Isaiah 48.
在以赛亚书四十八章
Again it mentions, now come ye near unto me.
说你们要就近我来
And then it says, there am I.
我就在那里。
Now the Lord God and His Spirit has sent me.
现在耶和华和他的灵差遣我来。
And that me is Jesus.
那个我指的是耶稣。
And you have the Lord God, the Father.
还有主神。
And you have the Spirit.
还有灵。
Okay, all these are hints at the Trinity in the Old Testament.
这些都在旧约里暗示了三位一体的神。
And the Aaronic blessing is a profound revelation of the Trinitarian nature of God.
亚伦的祝福也深刻启示三位一体的神。
Okay.The Lord bless thee and keep thee.
好，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
Here's one.
第一。
The Lord make His face shine upon thee.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你。
Okay. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee.
耶和华向你扬脸。
Okay. And there's an interesting thing when Jews give the Aaronic blessing.
当犹太人给这个亚伦的祝福的时候
，They form their hands in the form of the letter Shin. That's the letter Shin.
他们把他们的手指形成一个信的形状。
And that's the word for El Shaddai.
他的心里就是 El Shaddai 就是指全能的神的意思
And notice you have a trinity there You have three
在这里我们也看到三
And they're united by one line at the bottom
他们用一条线合在一起
So the letter Shin is a 三位一体
所以这个 Shin 的这个字母呢也象征的三位一体
And the Hebrew priests When they bless God's people They form the Shin
所以希伯来文的祭司当他们祝福百姓的时候他们手指指出这个 Shin 的样式
Right, a hint at the Trinity.
好，这也是象征了暗示的三位一体的神。
And then amazing revelation in the Passover.
因为在逾越节里一个很奇妙的启示。
And we'll look at this in a moment when we take the Lord's Supper.
我们待会用主餐的时候，我们会看这个。
But when they take the Passover, they put three of the unleavened bread in that.
在逾越节的时候，他们把三块无酵饼放在这个布袋里面。
Yeah, that's called the Matzah Tash.
那这个布袋就叫做一体。
Right, matzah is the unleavened bread.
Matzah 就是无酵饼
And tash is a bag.
好 ，tash 就是指袋
Okay, they called that the achad.
他们把这个叫做 achad.
Right here, O Israel, the Lord our God is one achad God.
好，以色列亚，你们要听耶和华我们的神是独一的，耶和华我们的主是独一的神，用的是同一个字
And here you have the bag is called the achad.
这个袋子也叫做独一。
But yet there's three separate pieces of matzah in it.
但是它里面有三块不一样的饼。
Okay, so God's Trinitarian nature is a profound and thrilling mystery.
上帝三位一体的本质是非常深奥、扣人心弦的奥秘。
Unity and diversity are found in the community of the Trinity.
在三位一体的社群当中，我们找到合一还有多元化。
Right, in order for God to be love,
上帝如果是爱的话
，there has to be somebody for God to love.
那么上帝必须有爱的对象
And there is within the Trinity.
而在三位一体当中他们有三个彼此相爱的关系
right. The Father loves the Son, the Son loves the Father.
好父爱子子爱父
So God is key to understanding unity and diversity.
所以上帝是我们明白合一当中有多样化的这个关键。
Because He's a three in one.
因为他是三又一的神。
And here we have one of the solutions to our problem with finding unity between races, cultures, and genders.
那今天在我们面对种族、文化、性别的一个挣扎当中呢，上帝是明白怎么在合一当中又有容许多元的存在。
Right.The Trinity contains the answers to many of this world's problems.
所以三位一体就包含了许多今天世界解决问题的答案。
The Trinitarian God provides a model for a community of love and dignity.
上帝提供一个爱跟尊严的社会社群模式。
Without removing your individuality or diversity.
并不削减我们的个性或是个体。
So faith in the true Trinitarian God makes a big difference in how life turns out.
相信三位一体的真神令人生有不同的结果。
You don't believe that? Just look at the different history between America and Europe.
假如你不相信这一点的话呢，就看看美国跟欧洲不同的历史。
Right, you know what the motto of America is, right?
我们知道美国的模式是什么。
Right, it's on every penny.
在每一个这个一。
Every nickel.
一毛钱，五毛钱。
Right, and you'll find United States of America, E pluribus unum.
美国就是联合合众国。
Right. And that means
美利坚合众国是吧
？That means out of the many, one.
所以就是在许多和不同的州里面呢，有一个国家。
How do you make one out of many?
那我们怎么可以从一当中造出许多呢
？You don't remove their differences.
我们不把他们的差别给挪除。
Okay, but you have to have faith in God.
但是我们必须对上帝有信心。
In God we trust.
所以在美国是我们相信上帝。
Because the God we trust in.
因为我们所信任的上帝。
Brings unity out of plurality.
从复杂当中，从多元当中带出他们的合一。
Now in Europe they leave God out.
但在欧洲，他们把上帝拿开了。
And they have plurality.
他们有许多的不一样的事情。
And they have had wars between countries.For their entire history.
那在他们整个历史当中呢，经常有战争。
But yet, when these same Europeans came to America,
但是这些同样的欧洲人来到美国的时候
，which was founded on faith in the Trinitarian God,
他们建立这个国家是相信三位一体的上帝。
Those same people that fought each other in Europe,
那些在欧洲彼此互相打仗的人
，didn't give up their individuality in America.
在美国并没有放弃他们的个体。
But they learned how to live together despite all their differences.
但是他们学到，即使有这么多的差异，他们之间，但是他们可以能够生活在一起。
Believing in the Trinitarian God will have a powerful effect on how well we can live together with.
而相信这个三位一体的上帝会大大的影响我们怎么跟别人和平的相处。
The Trinity is a community of love.
三位一体是一个爱的社群。
So God created us by love, in love, and for love.
上帝借着爱，在爱的里面，而且为了爱创造了我们。
It's a key to experiencing God's love.
所以认识三位一体，也就是明白上帝的爱的关键。
And it's a key to be able to love somebody who's so different than you are.
而且也是去爱一个跟你完全不一样的人的关键。
Okay, so this is only part one of the Trinity.
所以今天讲的只是三位一体的第一部分。
And next time we're going to look at part two, which will be the New Testament.
那下一次我要讲新约中的三位一体。
And this teaching is so important because unless you believe in a Trinitarian God, you can't be saved.
我个人认为这个教导非常的重要，因为假如你不相信上帝是三位一体的话呢，你不能得救。
But it's also understanding the Trinitarian nature of God that can help us help solve many of the world's problems.
而认识上帝三位一体的本质，可以帮助我们解决许多人间的问题。
So we're going to prepare for the Lord's Supper now.
现在我们要准备主餐。
So let's close in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer.
让我们先做一个结束祷告，然后大家安静的祷告。
Remember, if you want to see God clearly,
假如你要清楚的看见上帝
you must humble yourself before Him.
我们必须在他面前谦卑自己。
One of the main ways we humble ourselves,
我们谦卑自己一个最主要的方式
is to acknowledge our sin.
就是承认我们是罪人。
And admit that only He can cleanse us.
而且接受只有他能够洁净我们。
Only He can save us.
只有他可以拯救我们。
Only He can empower us to overcome sin.
也只有他赐我们力量能够克服罪恶。
And when you humble yourself before a holy God,
当我们在神圣的上帝面前谦卑我们自己的时候
You will begin to see His glory.
你会开始看见他的荣耀。
More clearly than you ever have before.
较以前更加清楚。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语献上感谢。
Thank you that you have revealed yourself as the only true God.
感谢你启示自己为唯一的真神。
And you're a God that will always be transcendent to us.
而你永远是超越在我们之上的。
Because we're locked in a three-dimensional world.
因为我们是活在一个三度空间的世界。
And you live above and beyond this world.
而你的活你的地方远远超过这个世界。
We thank you, though we can never fully grasp you intellectually.
我们也感谢你，我们没有办法靠着自己的智能完全的明白你。
We can experience your love and glory in a life-changing way.
但是我们可以经验你的爱、你的荣耀带来生命的改变。
Now we want to humble ourselves.
现在我们要谦卑自己。
Spend a few moments to prepare our hearts.
花一点时间预备我们的心。
As we come to your table,
来到你的主餐桌前。
Show us your glory, Father.
求你将你自己的荣耀显给我们看。
Show us the glory of your Son Jesus.
把主耶稣基督的荣耀显给我们看。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.